Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, pump the speakers loud.
Get ready,
it's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for life. On the new Eminem radio vibe, turning up the youth, turning up for Christ. This is Eminem.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls. Listen, it's always a party when we have the opportunity to talk to you guys from this side of the airwaves. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in via the free TuneIn Radio app, man. Make sure you stay tuned and lock with us because we got 60 minutes carved out especially for you. But before we get the party jumping, I got to introduce to you the best co-host ever. What's going on, Mia?
What's up, Misa? What's going on, y'all? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get things jumping, like Misa said. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to blow up and go all the way in on our notifications on Instagram, but like in our pics. So he's a huge, huge shout out to @SammyLJP on Instagram.
Now, hashtag too many hashtags, as you all know, is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. And speaking of huge things, Mia, we got to tell you about everything that went down that was just huge and just remarkable throughout the week in about 8 minutes. So stay tuned during hashtag too many hashtags.
And listen, we are turning up the heat as we are spinning the hottest tracks from your favorite artists released just for you. So you can expect some music from Aaron Cole,
yes,
Andy Mineo, 1K Few, and some more on the way during our segment Hot Tracks Off the Rack.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it sizzling. And as we do, your dose of encouragement from us with our 1 minute inspiration is not too far away, man. I feel like I did my justice last week.
You
last
did it,
show.
Misa. I'm not going to lie. You
okay,
did.
Okay, I did my part. Now, Mia is laying it all the way down for you. Stay tuned because we've got the 1 minute inspiration coming up for you a little bit later on.
And join us in on today's conversation. It's all Mother's Day inspired. So therefore, we're saying this. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she blank. Listen, either embarrass or brag on your mama for this week's conversation. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. But listen, you gotta add us in the tweet or comments so we can see what you're talking about. But Misa, let's go ahead and get this party popping, all right?
How about this, Mia? Also with the comments, at your mama if you know it's real. Tag your mama.
It's real.
Tag your mama in it so she can see what you think about her. But listen, Mia, I feel like we should go ahead and get the party started.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Here is Gavi, man. I love this song so much. Like We Belong. We got so much more for you. And also Hot Tracks Off the Rack. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Tell me what's going on. Why is love by the wayside? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We're one DNA. Different strands of the same thing. You and I. Yeah, you and I. Why do we hide ourselves inside of different shells? Live someone else's truth, sing someone else's tune. Why are we so obsessed with trying to be perfect? When will we understand? When will we understand? We belong here, we belong together. We belong here, we belong together. We belong here, we belong together.
Like We Belong by Gavi. Now it's time for new music from your favorite artists with hot tracks off the racks.
You already know how we do this. Here is Show Love by 1K Few. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to none other than You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
Shooting my my shot for real, I'm never gon' bump, babe. Ran up the score, knew I would make it one day. On the way up, buckle up, we on the runway. Straight to the top, win me a ticket for one way. Show love, show love, show love. Show love, show love, show love. Let them hate all they want, show love. And when you finally come up, show love.
Track number one, that was Show Love by 1K Few and ATL Native. Shout out to you, 1K, for killing the game right now. Yes. You're Reach Records. That was Show Love, man. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yes, you already know what time it is. You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, the segment right here is called Hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current, through the use of hashtags. Hashtag a crikey wedding. Now, to any future bride out there, please make sure that the days leading up to the big day are as easy as saying I do. The last week of wedding planning should relatively be a breeze, only because all of your preparation and major stressing should have been done months ago. And learning from experience, try not to put yourself in positions where you will be stressed out. Please, I know this from experience. This bride from Zimbabwe had the craziest last few days leading up to her wedding that I know the story she needs to tell her kids. 25-year-old Zanelle and her now husband were enjoying a canoe ride down the Zambezi River when an 8-foot crocodile came out of nowhere, snatching Zanelle into the water by the arm. Her fiance at the time jumped into the water, fighting off the croc with one hand and holding Zanelle with the other, but then realized that she lost her hand to the reptile, y'all. Now, while I probably would not have known, you know, how to function because of what she had been going through and knowing that my wedding day was days away, Zanelle said that her wedding must go on, only because she knew that she did not know that she was going to have the opportunity to walk down the aisle of her choice. But she did, however, walk down the aisle of the hospital she was getting treated at and says, in her own words, that she would not have it any other way, and her wedding was the best and would not have it any other way with her husband. Now, my only thing with this, Mia, is that now with my wedding, knowing that I got married last year in October, Mia, there were a couple of things that I kind of felt like I was just, you know, stressing out about. Oh, my goodness, I don't have my socks, or I don't have, you know, this type of makeup that I always have planned to walk down the aisle on.
Right.
This girl walked down the aisle without a hand. I don't think I'll be able to even go throughout my wedding knowing that I was walking without my hand.
Okay, so where did she get her arm or her hand taken off at?
It was in the Zambezi River.
Okay, I've heard of the Zambezi River. Y'all, let me tell you. I saw a video of, I guess, someone was fishing in the Zambezi River, and they put their fishing line in the water and, like, splashed a little bit. When I tell you, this 18,000-foot crocodile, of course, you know I'm being dramatic, but this long crocodile, like, went under the water and started, like, streaming past their boat. When I tell you that thing was huge, you would thought it was a dinosaur. So now I'm not being dramatic.
So you're
like,
basically saying that the Zambezi River has a history.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. It's crazy the fact that she, one, got her, it's her hand, right?
It's her hand.
Her hand chopped off, but was still like, I'm getting down this.
Mia, right. It was days before her wedding.
That would stress me all the way up. You forget it. That we gonna have. This is canceled.
We have to postpone it. We have to reschedule, because my only thing.
Throw the whole wedding
like,
away.
Throw the whole wedding away. That's my only thing. To be honest, I tip my hat off to her, because when I tell you, a lot of brides freak out about things not going the way that they planned it.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is my big dream
a
day.
A wedding is a stressful thing to plan.
It is. And for you to not have your hand. To give your husband a hand in marriage.
Oh, man, Misa, oh, I knew man. You were going to say that.
Too far.
No, just a play on words.
Okay, listen,
all.
At the end of the
she
day.
She gave him his other hand.
Yeah,
other hand.
Maybe that's what it was. But at the end of the day, huge congratulations to you, Zanelle, and your husband, and Mr. Crocodile. We're going to find that hand somewhere.
We're going to fight.
We coming for
well,
you.
Well, not fight.
But we'll just have a long conversation.
You'll probably use your hand in the fight.
I'll just send you an email. Or like a fax or something.
Hashtag have it or not.
Hashtag she's getting down the aisle.
Hashtag so you can keep the hand.
Hashtag Mr. Crocodile.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag the Oreo poll. America, it's time to vote once again. And no, not for your local officials, but for America's favorite cookie. Oreo wants you to try their three new flavors for their hashtag My Oreo Creation campaign. Now, once you try all three, they want you to go to their website and vote for your favorite flavor. Now, the three flavors to vote for are, brace yourselves, y'all. Okay, so it's the original chocolate Oreo with a cherry cola filling, the vanilla Oreo with a kettle corn filling, or the vanilla Oreo thin with a pina colada filling. Now, Misa, out of all three of these choices, you got the cherry cola, you got the kettle corn, you got the pina colada. Which one of these crazy, bizarre Oreo flavors do you think is going to take the cake?
Mia, okay, so you said there was a...
Okay, so there's the chocolate, original chocolate Oreo that has the cherry cola filling. There's the vanilla Oreo that has the kettle corn filling, like, you know, the popcorn kettle corn.
All right, I see.
And also the vanilla Oreo thin, you know, the thin ones, and that's the pina colada.
I had to go with the kettle corn, only because I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I like kettle corn, I like Oreos, and I like vanilla, so I feel like that'll be a pretty nice mashup.
I think the kettle corn might win, too, but I have a very... A concern with a pina colada. Is this virgin pina colada, or are we just gonna get drunk and have like sweet cookies at the same time?
Mia wants rum.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm looking out for our children. I'm all about today's future. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want today's kid, you know, feeling woozy and slurring the words after having a pina colada Oreo. But you know what? I think I have the perfect idea for an Oreo.
Okay,
so my idea is the double Oreo. So imagine it's cookie. Cream, cookie, cream, cookie, cream, cookie, cream, cookie. It's like a triple stack Oreo. So how many
calories is that, Mia?
It's like a solid 3,000.
I thought so. Because my thing is, Mia, if you're doing cookie, cream, cookie, cream, cookie, cream, cookie, cream, cookie, that's probably like three cookies in one package.
It is, but that's why it's called the double, and it could be double stuff too. I just think Oreo needs, because they have so many different flavors, the cinnamon bun, the birthday cake, you need something that's gonna, like, you know, knock everybody's socks off, you know. So imagine putting that whole thing, you know. Misa, you're supposed to, like, be backing me
no,
up on this.
No, I can't wait till we get, you know, Eminem Live Radio visuals in the studio, because you got to see my face, y'all.
I was very serious. No. I mean, listen, if you could have it your way, what Oreo flavor would you have? You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, tweet us at MM Live Radio and let us know what you're thinking. Hashtag why have.
Hashtag soda and popcorn alone.
Hashtag when you can have it.
Hashtag and an Oreo.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's MM Live Radio, and we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current, as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag love from the book. Facebook wants to see your face, y'all. Facebook is what I honestly believe to be the longest successfully used app that is still relevant in this generation. I mean, argue me if you want to, but Facebook really is trying to become the all-in-one app where you can post your status, report from your location, and create a story. Soon to add, we can soon expect the book to implement a dating feature to its list to help singles find other singles, y'all. It is said that the feature will connect people through shared experiences. Now, I feel like it kind of makes sense. I could tip my hat off to Facebook only because, I mean, it makes sense to have, you know, such a following on Facebook, to have your Facebook friends and to, you know, always comment, have people like your things, and to have, you know, kind of like a community in which, you know, the certain friends in your friend list that are single and you're single, you could connect with.
I think that's a really good idea also, because I've heard so many stories of people saying, oh, you know, I messaged him on Facebook years ago and now we're married, or like, you know, I sent her a simple message on Facebook and then we got to be friends, you know. So I think it only makes sense. I think it's a really smart move for Facebook to now become like its own mini dating site in a way. You can find your mutual friends, that contact with one another, local singles. I think it's really perfect.
But to be honest, I think Facebook is
is slowly but surely becoming the monster app.
It is.
Like, I mean, it took Snapchat because, of course, you're able to, like, make your own story.
Right.
It basically took Instagram because Instagram now has stories.
Right.
It's Tinder, and then, Periscope.
And then also the different reactions you can now do. It now shows you the old memories, things you've posted. You know, even though the Facebook Watch, the TV shows you can now watch on Facebook.
That's true.
With, like, I know Jada Pinkett Smith's new show, and then, like, Ball in the Family. There's Facebook is now, like, even though, like, not every, I think it's a really big monster app, like you said. It's getting more money, more and more manageable. It's great.
Just watch out, because, you know, Facebook be trying to, you know, hook you up with people you don't need to be hooking up
with. Yeah, I don't need any spam in my DMs.
Yeah, don't poke me, don't wave at me. You know, I'm not
that when people wave at you.
Don't you?
I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, bye.
Or sending you, like, game requests.
I know, it's crazy.
We'll have to work this out. Hashtag, please tell your...
Hashtag Facebook friends.
Hashtag, it's trying to get you and your ex.
Hashtag, together again.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag, get your kid or lose your job. Instagram's most hated personality, Lil Tay, just got her mother fired from her real-life job for encouraging her 9-year-old daughter to act recklessly on social media. Now, if you don't know who Lil Tay is, she had her rise to fame on Instagram for being a foul-mouthed 9-year-old rapper who hangs with like-minded personalities like Whoa Vicky and for almost fighting the Catch Me Outside girl. And she's also seen on Instagram for throwing money, swearing, and bragging about her wealth on Instagram. But apparently, so Lil Tay's momager, her mom, Angela Tien, reportedly got terminated from her real-life job, from her real estate job, after it was revealed how she was allowing her 9-year-old rap daughter to entertain her 1.9 million followers by acting like a wild child. Her boss went on to say, "When we found out that this activity was last week, we had to dismiss her. This is no place for this sort of activity in our industry. Angela has only been a realtor for our broker firm for only 6 months." So then they actually let her go. So, and I wanted to make this a hashtag only because it bothers me making these negative young people, these unnecessary people, these reckless personalities famous. You know what I'm saying? For all the wrong reasons, and they're getting all this fame and money and popularity, but yet they're cursing, they're doing all these bad things, they fighting, they being such bad influences on today's young people, on people, period. So therefore, I feel like even like her mom, hopefully when her mom getting fired wakes her up and be like, okay, you should discipline your 9-year-old daughter to not curse on social media, to act like a 9-year-old.
But the thing is, Mia, is I've always heard the saying, what you will allow will continue.
You're right.
There's no way in the world that I think that, you know, this 9-year-old girl just woke up and decided to go cuss her mom out, or woke up and went on social media and just decided to be reckless. It's been happening over time. And by it happening over time, that proves that the mom has not decided to make any type of, you know, any type of actions to change or to correct her 9-year-old daughter. And it's also allowing for her to have this huge following on social media, showing that she's okay with her daughter just being reckless.
Right, it's crazy.
But that's why I feel like it's so important that, you know, people like us, people like, you know, platforms like Eminem Live Radio, we're doing the best that we can to press out all of this positivity. Because, I mean, everyone's going to push out negativity.
That's easy.
Everyone's going to push out shade. Everyone's going to promote the negative news that's out there in the world. But we're trying to do the best that we can. And there's so many other people, even the artists that we feature on the show and other, you know, television platforms and podcasts and radio shows. There are a lot of us out here that are really trying to push light and love into our generation.
Yeah, why be negative when you can just be positive, man? Hashtag this situation.
Hashtag is a simple equation.
Hashtag reckless daughter.
Hashtag equals you're fired.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Stay tuned because we have so much going on for you. One thing that's going off right here, right now, and I've even watching our social media just go all the way in, is on this question that we have going up today. If there's one thing you need to know about to my mom, is that she blank.
Fill in the blank on our social media. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get into some more music. Here is Nothing on You by Holland. Then we got hot track number 2. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
See the lights. Number two.
Turn up, man!
Yeah. I came from the trench. I've been on the bench. Now I just stepped on. Now I'm the captain.
I've been on my grind. I'm just not living my prime, yeah. To my class, I'm gonna shine. Now I'm like Draymond, I'm just getting fine. Ay, yeah, yeah, I do this for my mammy. I'm Michael Ain't no more Randy. Better pay attention like I'm Manny. Now I'm going for my Grammy. They gon' think I want a Grammy. No, I do it for the family. I go bar for bar for bar for bar for bar, and I ain't talking about a zanny. This is us and you the Manny. This and us, you need a plan B. Taking off and I ain't landing. Tribe, you hear the stampede. Knocking down all the stampedes. I'm not a one-hit wonder. I beat and make the boys wonder. Daddy bread like it's Wonder. Go, go, on the low, low. God, God with me, I ain't solo. You demon soul, so watch me go, bro. Yeah. Ay, GoPro, hit record. My soul, flow though, don't go anymore. Geico, Mojo, Jojo, with the boys. Michael, with the court. Michael, with the sword. Kylo.
I'm like David, I just dance into my clothes off. Look for wifey, I ain't messing with my old boy. They be asking what I do when things just go wrong. I just tell them that I gotta get my faith off.
Oh, way too hard.
Pass shoot,
oh, way too hard.
Pass shoot,
I'm like David, I just dance until my clothes off. Cinco in the end zone. Tell the truth, my only ammo.
Facts, my only ammo. Level up like, oh no. This ain't even my hardest song. This is just a promo. Ay, yeah, yellow 777. Been complete and I ain't resting. They just think I want the bad. Got me feeling like a reverend.
Preach, young boy, preach. 100 shows all free. Now it's my time to eat. Take meals like meat.
Ay, head to earth, I'm meek. You don't rap, God, take a seat.
Don't even know why I mess with you. You probably still saw a tweet.
I'm like David, I just dance into my clothes off. Look for wifey, I ain't messing with my old broad. They be asking what I do when things just go wrong. I just tell them that I gotta get my faith off.
Oh, way too hard.
Pass shoot.
Oh, way too hard.
Pass shoot.
I'm like David, I just dance until my clothes off. I got wifey, I ain't messing with my old broad. They be asking what I do when things just go wrong. I just tell them that I gotta get my faith up.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to my girls, Misa and Mia, on MMA Live Radio. Ah.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up, bump the speakers loud.
Get ready.
It's about to go down right now. On the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for life on the new Eminem radio vibe. Turning up the youth. Turning up for Christ. This is Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go. Eminem radio. Eminem radio. Turn it up. Turn it up. Here we go. Here we go.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was one of our hot tracks off the racks. That was Aaron Cole with Parachute featuring No Big Deal.
I love that song. Like, their back and forth, like, their energy, like, it's just dope.
It's really dope. But have you seen the music video?
Crazy. I'm like, y'all in a jet. It's just like Aaron driving. It's like, what is, it's just hot, man.
18-year-old dude, you know, he's doing his thing. Release his official project with
Goatee Records, Virginia Boy. Man. Make sure you guys go cop that ASAP.
Yes.
You guys
got to
go do that, man. Yeah. You got to go do that. Again, that was Parachute by Aaron Cole featuring no big deal. But listen, if you happen to hear any other songs you love here on Eminem Live Radio, listen, all you got to do is head on over to our Twitter, and that's at MM Live Radio. Now, here's why. It's because we post the name of the song as well as the artist, because we want to get you guys hooked on all of this inspirational, positive music, man. So again, go to our Twitter at MM Live Radio for the songs and the artists played on this week's show.
You already know it. Now, please make sure you stay tuned, because we got so much more for you. Still, we are in the midst of Hot Tracks Off the Rack, keeping it sizzling all the way here for you till the end of the show. But also, this conversation is getting real good.
It is, man. It's all centered around this Mother's Day holiday, man. Love on your mama. Show her some love, or do whatever you want to do. But listen, we want you to be involved in this week's conversation. Now, this is it. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she blank. And we got so many comments, guys. Thank you so much for commenting on this week's question. Now we're gonna read some of our favorite comments that we got over on our social media.
Here we go. On IG first, at Dre.W, this person says, my mother is a prayer warrior. Gonna head over to Facebook. Patrick W. Hess, appreciate you for commenting. He says, it's a miracle and amazing.
And we got more comments coming after the break. But listen, you guys still have time to comment on this week's question, right, Misa?
You already know it. Hit us up on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, MM Live Radio. All centered around this right here. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she blank. Man, talk about your grandma, talk about your aunts, talk about your mom, whoever it is, go ahead and fill in that blank. Like we said at the beginning of the show, tag your mama, man. Tag your mama so you know what's real. Now, don't get in trouble. Do those dishes first before you comment,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, do it right.
Make sure you do it right, because you want to make sure you keep mama on the good side, man. But also right here, right now, we've got the moment you all have been waiting for. Our 1 minute inspiration. We were trying to keep you guys uplifted and inspired in under 60 seconds. I did the job last show. This time, we got Mia.
Listen, I know it looks like you don't have everything you need right now, like that window of opportunity, or that couple of hundred dollars that you need, or something or someone to help you get to where you aspire to be right now. Well, guess what? All of that has already been taken care of. As we speak, people, opportunities, and resources are being placed in your pathway to help you succeed. But you think that just because you don't have it right now, it's not coming. Well, that is not the case. What if I said to you that I know someone that has the exact thing that you need to help you in your life right now, and whatever you need, you're going to get it. Well, guess what? There is someone who's going to give you the money, the knowledge, the clarity, or whatever you need in your life right now. So basically, you already got it. But I'm going to tell you what you need to do, though. You need to sit on ready. Put yourself in the mindset that you already got it. God's got you, bro. Stop stressing, sis, because what you need is on the way. Think of it as a package that's already paid for, ordered, and you're just waiting for it to arrive. So repeat after me. I lack nothing, and everything you want and desire is on its way.
There you have it. A 1 minute inspiration. Drop the mic, man, because it's on fire. Mia is always dropping those gems when it comes to 1 minute inspiration. Now, also, as we do our 1 minute inspiration on the airwaves, we're trying to bring you guys a different feel. See what's going on behind the mic. See our faces. What's really going on? All of the emotion that we put into our 1 minute inspirations. And put them all on social media so you can share, tag somebody that's in need of some encouragement.
So make sure you guys are staying tuned to our social media on Facebook at MM Live Radio and on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But Misa, let's get back to some more Hot Tracks Off the Rack.
Man, keeping it sizzling. Here we got Hot Track Off the Rack number 3, Nino Brown with my bro Cannon.
Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's MM Live Radio.
Yo, this is Hot Track number 3.
5, 4, 3, 0, yeah.
I got a guard of everything God gave me. It's truth. It's my product. And they can't stop us. But they gon' try to stop us. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Spaz out with my crew.
With my crew.
Pistol product. Might be snipers on my roof.
Roof.
Okay. I feel like Nino Brown. Yeah. They see me coming. Yeah. I feel like Nino Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Calling me down with the body. Why can't shut us down? Man, I do this like a hobby. It's RMG and that OG. Ride around, I got G money plus that a man that we OGs. Y'all know it used to be so cheap. Hand me down with them O sneaks. So I moved on, learned how to hustle. Now I'm Pookie Doug, getting no sleep. Try to make me up to be the bad guy. Throw him in the lag, kicking mad vibes. Half court, hitting free throws. Don't hate the play, hate the franchise. Trust fake news, how your man lying? I'm not the one you wanna amortize. In other words,
I work for this. Why they add shade? No tan lines. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am, and they know. I wish my homie would come tell me he don't love me no more. Plus, every quarter we grow. I can't imagine the stopping. They try to shut down our operations, but that ain't no option. Let's call a meeting, bring all facts. I'm dressing in all black. They italicize the statements, but the truth come out all caps. Regulation, expectation, degradation, all snap. Situations, accusation, fabrication, fall back. El Nino. Okay, spaz out with my crew.
With my crew.
Pistol product, might be snipers on my roof.
Roof,
yeah. Okay, I feel like Nino Brown, yeah. They see me coming, yeah. I feel like Nino Brown, yeah.
Yeah.
Call a meeting with the body. Why they shut us down? Man, I do this like a hobby. Debt but it seems Sally may wanna forget, but I've been up to her schemes. I'm catching the energy like an enemy. I get the medication, it's the remedy. We turning current waves to a memory. Get it waves, current lyrical tendency. Sort of a nice tea on the right side. You know, round with that night hustle. Work backwards, list plays and stream it out. Now rotate the shuffle like Kodak. They don't wanna see you winning. Hold up, forgive them. Cardi B, go get on. Rockin' bloody shoes, they mad expensive. Bow Wow talking, that's his new Ferrari. Find out his was rented. It's only so much that y'all can say, but I'm sit down to listen, huh? They talking cheap into happiness. Come with snakes that'll single you out for cheese. Now that's craftiness. Being a Christian looks anything like American practices. I'ma drop out and follow Jesus with hope in my package. And boy, I'm lean out. Okay, spaz out with my crew.
With my crew.
Pistol product, might be snipers on my roof.
Roof.
Okay, I feel like Nino Brown. Yeah, they see me coming. Yeah, I feel like Nino Brown. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Call a meeting with the body. Why they shut us down? Man, I do this like a hobby.
Whoa,
guard up. Yeah, I feel like Nino Brown. I brought my dogs up. I feel like Nino Brown. Yeah,
yeah.
Something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
I might turn up by myself.
Thank you.
That was I Ain't Done, Mia. They thought we were done.
They thought we were done.
Man, we ain't done. Listen, my name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in, man. That was our hot track off the rack. Number four, man, I Ain't Done with Andy Mineo.
Listen, man, I love that song so much. And honestly, the project, Andy's new EP, The Arrow Part 1, man, it is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. I feel like, you know, the more we get a chance to see more of the Reach Records roster, they get so much better with their talent.
But honestly, one thing I like about the Reach Records roster also is that they're so transparent. Like, the whole EP is about, like, Andy battling. He was battling through, like, doubts and anxiety. Like, you hear that in the music, and it's so good. I remember hearing a part in the song where he was like, you know, this song, this next song is solely for me. I don't care if this never hits radio. No one ever likes it. This was a song to help me get through what I was going through, and that was a song I Ain't Done.
Wow, wow. That was absolutely amazing. But to be honest, Mia, I really like this month's Hot Tracks off the rack, only because I kind of feel like we were like right there in the nesting point of when everyone was dropping something.
Right, something. And something. It's all hot. You guys, you know, your girls are always going to bring you the hottest on the airwaves. And again, man, that was this week's Hot Tracks off the rack. Let us know on social media which hot track you want to hear next week. But listen, man, we got a great conversation going up this week's show.
Yeah, yep.
It's all Mother's Day inspired, whether it's your mama, your auntie, your grandma, whoever it is, someone who has a big mother's role in your life. Listen, it's all centered around this conversation. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she blank. Unless you guys are still giving us great comments on social media. And we're going to read a couple of more that we got on social media for you right now.
We're going to head on over to Twitter at Aaronic Dorsey. He says, if there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she is bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie,
bad,
man.
And bougie at the same time. I hear you, mama. At I Am Sierra White. If there's one thing you should know about my mom, is that she's blunt and honest. Very loving and hilarious. Her accent is cool, and she makes bomb roti. Hashtag Barbados.
Okay, so Sierra, so represents. about that bomb roti, though. Like, you can, if I send you my P.O. box, can you send that to the station? Because,
yeah,
listen, roti is, that's where it's at, man.
And you know mamas can cook.
You know mamas can cook, man. Listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. But of course, you guys know, you gotta get your girls' opinions on the conversation. So Misa, go ahead and fill in the blank. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she
falls asleep during every movie.
Now that's facts. You know how many times, of course you guys know, in case of you're not up on game, Misa and I, we are sisters,
blood.
Same mom, same dad,
blood.
Blood, all that. So we have the same mom, but yes, that is a true, true fact. I can't tell you how many times our mom has been like, I'm gonna just sit down and watch a movie.
No, it's the fact that she recommends that we all watch a movie. Hey, Misa, what are you doing? Why don't you come on over? Let's all watch a movie. Now you know.
Now, she, listen, sometimes it depends on the movie, but listen, it's 9 times out of 10, she is knocked all the way
out. Now, that one time out of 10, she did stay up to watch Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. I was really proud for her for that.
Yeah.
We saw that late, too.
Oh, yeah. And I was making sure that there was no shut eye going on during Black Panther.
Yeah, she was all eyes open, man. That's a good one. That is facts right there.
Now, what do you think, Mia? I got to give you your response. We have to hear your response. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she blank.
She is soy and gluten-free, and you cannot cross-contaminate any of her foods. I'm kidding. But, like, listen, that is actually very, very true to any chef who ever cooks for my mom. But
yeah,
honestly, mine is that there's one thing you should know about my mom, is that she holds everything together. Like, from being a mom, a wife, entrepreneur, a co-worker, a chef, financial advisor, everything. And then also while pursuing her passions and spending time with family, handling her own business and maintaining a social life. And also, my mom gets up at like 5 o'clock in the morning every day. So even the thought of doing that like makes me exhausted. But listen, I don't know how she does it, but that is her life, and I am grateful, man.
Most definitely. You guys, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And of course, we're in the season that we should, first of all, we should do this every single day. But of course, Mother's Day season is here, and we are just taking an extra just amount of time to show mom how much we really do care and appreciate. And of course, this show is all centered around this right here. If there's one thing you need to know about my mom, is that she, and in all honesty, for me, my mom, she can cook like nobody's business.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She hates to cook, but when she does, she's great.
Absolutely. I think that's like a mom instinct. Like, I mean, I feel like it's something that you're gonna kind of like grow into when
yeah.
you become a mom, because Like, we didn't really go out to eat a whole lot growing up. And it was only because my mom always felt like she could do that. She could, you know, whatever dish that I was ordering, she would taste it. And she could just about very accurately get the exact flavor and taste that, you know, I was experiencing from paying at the restaurant.
Or even, for example, we will go out somewhere and say we would get like a really nice plate, and I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna send this to my mom. I would send her a picture. I'd be like, oh, look at this, mom. She would text me back, I can make that at home. And I'd be like, okay. But honestly, like, she will make it, if not better,
yes,
at home.
Yes, all the time, all the time. But one thing that I love about moms is that, you know, I feel like they would do absolutely anything.
Anything.
But man, it's not just like, just, you know, us as being human moms, but even it all trickles down to animals. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like, God is just so amazing that that motherly instinct, you can see everywhere.
Everywhere. And also, I'm not going to... It's funny that you brought up animals, because my dad is, like, a huge National Geographic fan. So, like, all those things, like, animal channels are, like, always on in our house. But, like, there was this one episode of this mama bear. Like, someone was, like, I think a moose was attacking her baby bear. And when I tell you that mama bear came out them bushes, y'all.
Squaring up.
And she came squaring. And she was ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, that's just the motherly instinct. And you know one thing, another thing I love about moms is that I feel like moms even have that instinct where it doesn't have to be just their child to get that, like, motherly, like, you know, advice,
yeah,
or nurture. I remember I was at my gym one time, and I was kind of running, like, slow. I wasn't up to par like everybody else was. And this one lady asked me, oh, what's going on with you? You seem so low today. I was like, well, you know, I guess I'm out of it. She's like, listen, baby, you need to get you some vitamins. There's a street down the street. You got to go up there, tell them you want these. And also, you can get omega-3s. And I was like, okay. And then her mom came up. Oh, you talking about them vitamins? Yeah, baby, go home and get you them vitamins down the street. Go ahead and get you 2 packs of them if you need to. I know this one guy down the other street, you know, 285. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But I love that. I love the fact that, like, no matter any mom you can come in contact to, it's like you feel like it's your own. Even though I have one mom, I got 10 halftime moms.
Oh, yes. Honorary moms all out the wazoo, man. We have adopted so many of our friends' mom, even people that have just, you know, raised us, teachers even.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think I strongly stand in that whole, you know, scripture and even just saying that it takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's great to have my mom. And I mean, I love my mom because, of course, she gave me life. But I mean, there were just other women out there that really imparted into our life. Really was there for us to see us watch us grow all the way from when we were younger to when we were older.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like, you know, when we have these moments and hashtags in which we kind of like look at some of these people that are popular because of them acting wrong, I think that's when they threw away the statement that it takes a village.
It does. You know, I think you cannot be afraid to, like, you know, to be able to impart on any child. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love. That's what I guess the topic of us talking about moms is, that I'm so grateful to have come in contact with moms who have imparted into me, who were not my blood mother, who weren't able to take me to the side and be like, okay,
yeah,
Mia, you need to do this. Are you doing this okay? How are you doing? Like, you know, I have that. I feel like I'm still being watched over even when I'm not in the presence of my mom.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. There's even a lot of people out there that have even had run-ins with their moms. You know, they didn't agree with what their mom was saying, or even they had like some type of falling out with their mom. I actually read just recently that Chris Bosh, you know, he used to play for
Miami Heat,
right, exactly. And he retired. His mom and him are into like this huge feud over some type of property and real estate.
Yeah, I heard that.
That his mom is suing him, and you know, it's a whole lot of press going on. I feel like anything that you have going on with your mom and you guys aren't on good terms, you have to be thankful that you have a mother.
Yeah, you gotta clear that up, man. I was watching something recently where I saw that the main character of the story lost one of her parents, and I don't know why, but that choked me up so bad.
Yeah.
Because just the thought of losing one of my parents is just, I don't even want to imagine that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, no matter if you're going through whatever you're going through with your mom, if you're on bad terms or you're not speaking, you've got to fix that, man. Because, you know, you never know. Life is too short. We never know what's going to happen next. And you need, I don't care who you are, you need your mom in your life.
Yeah, your mom is not one of your little friends.
No, she's not one of your little, and she's not boo-boo the fool.
And she's not boo-boo the fool. So I'm pretty sure she has told you that at one point in time, listen, I'm not one of your little friends.
Right.
And so, and because, you know, she has said that statement, it's 110% right, only because your mom would do so much more than what you think your friends would ever do in your life.
But listen, we're talking enough about our moms. Let us know, what do you think? If there's anything you need to know about your mom, is that she blank. Let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and on Facebook too at MM Live Radio. And let us know, brag about your mom a little bit. Do it for the one time.
And since we're talking about the moms, hey, listen, mom, this song is for you. We dedicate this song to every mama out there. Baby mama, grandmama, auntie, whoever you are, if you are a mother figure to anyone out there, this song goes out especially for you. We love you so much here at Eminem Live Radio. We really hope that you are just taking this moment to just live and bask and live your best life, because listen, it's Mother's Day season.
It's Mother's Day season.
We have to make sure we do something special for you guys. So listen, turn up your radio right here, right now. Here is Mom by Meghan Trainor. Keep it locked right here on none other than You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She my world, she's my heart, and there's no denying I'm her girl.
Forget that. That was Mom by Meghan Trainor. I love hearing that song around this time of season. You're back with your girls, Misa and Nia. From You Already Know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
You know it. Be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at Eminem Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
And we really hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. Now, also, remember that you can still give us your opinions on this week's question.
That's right. Just go to our social media and answer this. If there's one thing you should know about my mom, is that she blank.
And also tune in to Eminem Live Radio next week, because one of our listeners wrote to us and they're in need of some advice, y'all. And we're going to give it to them live on the air. That's right. Don't miss next week. Dear Eminem Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
Of course, Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by Kevin Buchanan and the big boss himself, Dante.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And the executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain in the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up.
because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single the best year of your life. That's what we're confessing. 2018, something good is going to happen to you. Believe it and receive it. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
What?
You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you and